AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks open lower on Wall Street. Inflation issues are showing up in the latest Labor Department jobs report. The AP Shelley Adler reports employers added 263,000 jobs in November.
This is a strong jobs report.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
It indicates that there's still very robust demand for workers. The problem is there isn't enough supply of workers to fill all the open positions.
And this report is not what the Fed wants to see when it comes to inflation.
On the one hand, this is a report suggesting that the economy is continuing to grow. It's good news for American workers. But yes, inflation is a problem that's still very much with us.
Which means the Fed will be looking at increasing interest rates again at its next meeting in the middle of this month. I'm Shelley Adler.
The host of InfoWars, Alex Jones, has filed for personal bankruptcy protection in Texas. He's facing nearly $1.5 billion in court judgments over conspiracy theories he spread about the Sandy Hook school massacre in Connecticut. He called the shooting a hoax. Russia says Western demands it should pull out completely from Ukraine as part of any future talks to end the war, effectively rule out any such negotiations. Russian airstrikes continue. A Ukrainian official said his country's battle losses at up to 13,000 troops. Prosecutors resumed their closing arguments in New York in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial, promising to share previously unrevealed details about former President Donald Trump's knowledge of a tax dodge scheme hatched by one of his top executives. A top official at the World Health Organization says the UN agency is pleased to see China loosening some of its coronavirus restrictions. Last week, huge protests against the severe restrictions in China erupted in numerous cities in the biggest show of opposition to the ruling Communist Party in decades. This is AP News. Researchers at the University of Houston demonstrated a potential weapon in the fight against the nation's growing fentanyl crisis. Dr. Colin Hale's team is working on a vaccine.
This, in combination with present treatments, will be a game changer.
Hale says you get the vaccine, you develop antibodies against fentanyl.
These antibodies bind to fentanyl if it is consumed and prevent it from getting into the brain, where it may trigger euphoric centers or trigger respiratory depression and opioid overdose death.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott met with the researchers.
Quite literally, fentanyl is killing Texas.
Abbott says the problem is not just in his state, it's nationwide.
Over the past year, about 1,400 Texans lost their lives because of fentanyl.
Hale says current fentanyl treatments are not adequate and we need a different strategy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.